called tall buildings. They discover you later, years later, after they've eaten the salads, the roast beef, driven their Mazdas past the 100,000 mark, and already have grandchildren. But then you were into something rich, too, something about sentences, making paintings which might knock them on their ass. You watch how the great filmmakers did it on the screen, how actors high on a wall move through their roles, giving you something memorable to talk about years over coffee and cigarettes. Then you go back to your apartment and try to do something with the typewriter, which would be years before anybody would ever read. Then after completing something, you turn on the tube to Roseanne or 30-something and see how they did it, but feel somehow neglected because you were doing yours all alone. But then sometime during the night while you sat up in the kitchen with a cup of coffee, you would look around the room. The radio would be playing in the bedroom. You weren't listening. You were looking at the walls, at the paintings you made, which could be as tall as buildings. In the morning, you got dressed and walked outside alone and had a sense of something else while the morning air grabbed you around the lips and you knew you were alone but tall, somehow as tall as James Dean was on the screen in Giant. You were as tall walking in that cold morning air. You were as tall as tall buildings.